This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you for listening to the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number, should you wish to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Tonight in the studio, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic
and Mark Edge.
Happy to have the, sort of the two of you in the studio simultaneously.
Yes, at the same time.
First time,
same time.
When we last left our heroes, that's us here.
Thank God.
we had just begun talking about this bit from fee.org, the 14 signs of totalitarianism. And after some verbal jostling, Steve Classic decided it would be best to, instead of go 1 to 14, let's go 14 to 1.
But we don't know if that's...
I don't know how they wrote it.
I think 14 to 1.
That's right. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. I think they wrote it to be read 1 through 14, but that's fine.
It's fine.
We do what we want here on Free Talk Live.
Roll the dice.
You're not the boss of me.
I don't suspect any one of the things is worse than the next.
Maybe we can make our own top 14 out of these 14.
Well, let's start with number 14.
Ask the listeners.
Private and public levers of power are used to enforce adherence to state dogmas.
Well, that's fascism.
Private levers of power. That sounds like
private
Twitter.
And public levers
that's
of power.
Fascism, yeah.
Are used to enforce adherence to state. How about the entire COVID thing?
Right.
How about that, right? That's a prime example of that.
Collusion.
Yes. Yeah. Number 13. Harsh legal enforcement against unfavored classes. Oh, I don't know. Look at the disproportionate amount of black people who are in prisons.
Okay.
All right.
Any other examples?
Harsh January 6th
legal enforcement
people,
against unfavored classes?
Well, libertarians. Are certainly not widely liked. And I have this article here that, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but from Newsweek, the first line, the FBI is conducting three times as many domestic terrorism investigations as it was 5 years ago.
Wow.
With 70% of its open cases focused on civil unrest and anti-government activity, according to FBI documents and government specialists. So if that doesn't say libertarians and MAGA people or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what does.
Yeah, your red hat MAGA people.
That's very, very telling, too, that now the people of the U.S. are considered the enemy. They're not trying to protect the people of the U.S. from tyranny. They're bringing tyranny to you, serving it up to you on a silver platter
by
in front of your face.
By the pound.
Yeah.
A la carte. A la carte. Enjoy the buffet. Totalitarianism.
Totalitarian buffet.
Exactly. All you can eat.
It's not all you want to eat. It's all you can eat. They're like holding your mouth open, right. Shoving it down your throat, right. Stepping on your face right. With a giant boot.
Yeah, it's like Homer in Hell with the Donuts. They ran out of donuts. The devil ran out of donuts.
Number 12. Extra legal actions are condoned against internal regime opponents.
Wow, those are fighting words.
January 6th?
Yeah.
Is that an example?
Yeah.
Extra legal actions are condoned against internal regime opponents.
Because the January 6th commission or whatever they put together isn't exactly legal. I mean, it's not I wouldn't call it a kangaroo court.
It's certainly a witch hunt.
But, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say this. There really aren't fair trials in the United States anymore. So, and I'm not saying the trials have become unfair. I'm saying there are no trials. Ian, our co-host here, who's currently at trial, and people can get them, but they just don't because the system is rigged that they don't. It's all, you know, psychological games, psyops, to the point that prosecutors don't even know how to prosecute a case.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you saw this prosecution, you'd be like, what am I paying for? The last case that was prosecuted in the New Hampshire District Federal Court.
Yep.
This isn't some podunk boss hog town. This is an entire state of the United States. The last case that was prosecuted was 2 years ago.
Pre-COVID?
Pre-COVID.
Hmm.
It may be that it was Christopher Cantwell. We can't figure it out.
It is interesting to me that they are as apparently inept at presenting a case. At least so far, what I've seen is discombobulation, no cohesion within the prosecution's team of lawyers. From person to person, everybody has their assignments. Like, oh, you know, Jill, you're going to do this witness, and Bob, you're going to ask this witness, you know, and that kind of a thing. Well, their team is there, and they're all assigned different things, but they don't seem to be a team in the classic sense, right? It's not like a sports team where they're like they're all working together in conjunction with each other to like get to. They're all just focused on their individual task without relation to each other.
Yeah,
and their task
like bureaucrats.
So, yeah, and it's a very discombobulated presentation.
But do you think they're trying to like put extra charges in there? So you could say, all right, I'll plead to this if you drop these. Like if you got 20 charges, like, all right, I'll take the two charges. And you think you have a deal. I don't know.
Number 11, entire classes singled out for persecution. Have we seen this?
Well, I'm sure that every class would claim that they were. Right?
Well, what is a class of person?
Well, financially?
Financial is probably the first thing you should go to with class.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the underclasses would argue that they are singled out for persecution. Yeah. But the upper classes would do the same. You know, the vast majority of tax revenue comes from the upper classes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're being extorted by their standard, too. Now, if you're talking about classes and groups of people, you know, this minorities, as they're called.
Well, what about the unvaccinated?
Yeah.
Would that be a class of people singled out for persecution?
I feel like it is.
COVID?
Yeah, but that mindset fits into all financial classes.
It's true.
Social classes.
It's true.
So it's probably a side, I don't know, symptom? What would it be? Of a class?
Side effect?
A side effect? I don't know. I don't know. Myocarditis.
It sounds like you're like a chronic elderly. Oh, my old carditis acting up again.
It's a old crock. I got crotting on my feet.
Don't walk so fast. My old carditis is acting up. Number 10. Propaganda targets enemies of the state regime. Oh, all the anti-cryptocurrency propaganda that we've seen. Right? We know that cryptocurrency is an enemy of the state regime.
Mm-hmm.
The state is afraid of cryptocurrency and what it might do to them as an organization because it has the ability to replace bureaucracy entirely.
Well, I think they might be trying to co-opt it, though. Like, oh, FTX bad. Look at all the bad stuff. Like, oh, it's bad. Don't touch it. It's not good for you. While in the background, they're probably accumulating. Possibly. I don't know. The Fed is probably adding it to their, you know, to their quantitative easing.
Yeah, I wouldn't claim that that FTX was an obvious overt op by the government. But if it isn't, well, it ought to be. You know, I mean, right now the dollar hasn't been in worse shape in decades.
No, ever, really, right? I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
I think it has less value today than ever.
That's true, but it's also accepted more widely around the world. But, you know, not as good as it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But when you get off the petrodollar, that's when the real...
When it's going to be disastrous.
That's going to be disastrous because, you know, we make a lot of money making money or printing money or using dollars for oil.
The United States government does, yes, right. That's true, as well as the banks. Number 9.
Uh-oh.
Coming up.
I hear that tune.
Coming up. We'll get to the other 9 of the 14. of the 14 times. Totalitarianism here on Free Talk Live. So far, we've talked about private and public levers of power used to enforce dogmas, harsh legal enforcement, extra legal actions, entire classes singled out, and propaganda targets enemies of the state regime. More coming up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back. Where are we, Mark?
Back.
Oh, sweet. Thanks for pointing that out. I don't know how we've ever done this. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. This is Free Talk Live. We are a live radio call-in program where anyone can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever they want. We've been talking about some stuff tonight. We've talked about how crappy the FBI is and how they should be abolished along with, well, for the rest of the government, really. But we do come at things from the perspective of peace, freedom, and prosperity, so that's generally how we address topics that come up. But if you'd like to join us, feel free. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Steve Classic.
And Mark Edge.
We want to get back. We've only gotten to the first five or so of these 14 signs of totalitarianism, and we'll get back to that. But first, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Thanks for talking with me. I just came back from El Paso visiting for 2 days, and I actually witnessed a live, active oil refinery chimneys. Where I live in New Mexico, we don't have any of that.
There's not a lot of oil refineries in the U.S.
Yeah, but they got them. They got the one that are pumping out smoke in El Paso.
Doesn't surprise me at all that there might be oil refineries in Texas.
Sarah, I have a question before we continue this discussion. When you were out in the West Texas town of El Paso, did you fall in love with a Mexican girl?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, just checking.
I did find a lot of air pollution that was getting in my eyes while I was on the bus, breathing it all in. And I feel it more in the winter time when I come there during the Christmas time. That's when I feel it the most. Because inversion. The cold air pushes all the air pollution down into the city instead of being aired out. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? It was just awful. And I think I remember seeing these things in Los Angeles. I used to live there like when I was 13, like 40 years ago. But of course, California, they clean all that up. I don't think they have any of those in LA County anymore. So, but
LA used to be one of the worst possible
smog, yeah.
Just, you know, overhang of cloud and that kind
of. But California had the catalytic converter, basically added cars, and it went nationwide because as California goes, so goes the nation these days.
Yeah, but I remember LA used to do that, and they used to have these chimneys. I remember when I was like a teenager.
Are you talking about smokestacks, Sarah? Is that what
or volcanoes?
I'm
maybe.
I'm talking about chimneys, oil refineries, and actually, it was like 10 times worse than what I was feeling in El Paso. But I remember that. I remember it's like it was the smoke coming out of the refineries, and the L.A., it was not a big deal 40 years ago, but they had to, what are they doing now? They stopped all that? They have a lot of regulation?
It's very difficult to open an oil refinery in the United States, and this is the complaint from a lot of the oil companies. You kind of have to be near a population center so that you can have skilled labor to work at the refinery, but nobody likes it because it releases all kinds of stuff that nobody wants in their air, and it's a difficult conundrum. If you want cheaper travel, we need more oil refineries. If you want to make it more difficult to use fossil fuels, we need fewer, right? This is the crux of the problem.
So I would say that in New Mexico, we don't put up with fracking. All of our Democrat legislature, I have never seen any of this in our county, in northern New Mexico. So only place they have it in the south, really close to like El Paso area. They kind of vote Republican. I guess they kind of towards the Texas border. That's where we get that Yvette Harrell. She was a Republican congressman that got elected out of that. But then I think they might have some oil refineries, but they always make them put them down.
So, Sarah, when you saw these chimneys, were they emitting flame?
No, it was like like white smoke, and I have
it's
to
steam.
Ask Richard, this
okay.
Like, what is that? I said, what kind of a smoke is that? Are they burning firewood? It was like a white smoke.
Yeah, white smoke is usually steam.
Yeah, the white smoke is the good stuff.
Well, it's a white pollution smoke too. It was just, I was getting in my eyes, and it's an oil refinery. So what is that? That is a byproduct of heating up the oil to refine it, to purify it. Is that what it is?
I couldn't tell you.
Or cooling it down. So the flames, you'll see this at oil refineries. You'll see the large stack with a flame coming out of the top. That's something called flaring, where they're like burning off excess stuff.
Usually off the oil gas of some sort.
Right. Yeah. To refine the product that they have. So they figure out a way to divide it and burn off the excess so that what they're left with is a more pure product. But as far as white smoke coming out of, smokestacks, that kind of a thing, my understanding is normally that's steam from them cooling something down. Now, it could be that something is burning and, that's going to be smoke, but smoke generally isn't white.
Unless it's at the Vatican.
Right.
Yeah,
a new pope.
Pope.
So, I just want to bring up that Texas was rated the most polluted state of the whole entire country as they found most toxins in the soil.
But, so the military must have a large presence there.
Well, they have a base. They have a base in El Paso.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah.
They've got one there in New Mexico, too.
Probably have burn pits.
Yeah, but New Mexico, we don't put up with any of that. I haven't seen any of it except closer to El Paso, that area. That's the only place that would have a refinery. But my thing is, hey, let's all get electric bicycles. Let's all, ride public transportation. This is time to, do away with this air pollution. I mean,
do you have an electric bicycle?
All tired of it. No, I'm thinking of getting an electric bike. I'm looking at that. What is that generator bike from that Germans created that?
Yeah.
Remember, you were telling me I could order it on the computer.
Well, there's lots of electric bikes out there. I don't know if you have to have one from the Germans.
Yeah, no, you don't have to have one from it's a whole industry now.
But I will say that Germans are known for great manufacturing,
among other things.
Yeah. Superior. The technology is that they have a generator right where the water bottle goes, right beneath below the seat.
Uh-huh.
The coils are the steel coils, and they have a magnet going up inside and out, and the piston, that's a piston, hooked up to the gear of the bicycle, and that is what's creating the electricity every time you pedal. In fact, after 15 miles of pedaling, you never have to pedal ever again. And that's what we need, so that we gotta get them in Walmart. I want them in Target. I want.
Good luck with your bicycle purchase, Sarah. We appreciate the call, and let us setting and how it works.
Put your money where your mouth's at.
603-283-6160. I've considered getting an e-bike. Have you?
No.
Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The mayor of El Paso, Texas, has declared a state of emergency.
With hundreds of migrants sleeping on the streets in bitter cold temperatures and thousands apprehended every day in the Texas border city, El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser signed the emergency declaration.
As we see the increase in asylum seekers into our community, Title 42 looks like it's going to be called back on Wednesday.
It will give the city the resources and ability to shelter migrants.
The father of the Highland Park, Illinois shooter shooting suspect is being released on a $50,000 bond. Robert Cremo Jr. surrendered to police on Friday under an arrest warrant charging him with 7 counts of reckless conduct related to helping his son obtain a gun license. Nurses in New York City could go on strike as soon as January. Nurses at the Big Apple's private hospital are deciding whether to authorize a strike. This is USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, we are.
Very well. Well said, Mark. We are back. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Silverback.
Silverback.
Goldback.
Silverback.
Hopefully we don't have
silverbacks.
Silverbacks.
It's Christmas time in the studio. You should hang that. I love it to the camera.
Now's the time for the Bullion Max ad.
Well, except it's not on the schedule for today.
Oh, well, we should talk about it anyway. Hey, you want to do Christmas for your friends and neighbors, Bullion Max is a great option for you. I guess it's called the Silver Starter Pack. And, well, let's see. I'll read the... He just handed it to me. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bullion Max. Inflation is a real problem. The Federal Reserve's endless printing is eating away at your savings. Savvy investors are diversifying into the most stable assets in recorded history, gold and silver. Get yours from bullionmax.com/FTL without dealing with a salesperson. Your precious metals ship fully insured directly from your home. It's fast. It's easy. Free Talk Live listeners can get a special deal. Employee pricing on Bullion Max's Silver Starter Kit. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. The kit includes 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints. Different types.
Oh, what's that website again?
It's bullionmax.com and then /FTL. Plus, you get a free gold back. And this is, we're talking about the silver backs here. Gold back. little piece of gold. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. It's the perfect time to invest in precious metals, so don't miss this limited-time special offer. Start your investment with bullionmax.com/FTL today.
Change your name to Steve Wealthy.
I just got my shipment of gold backs this week.
There's gold in their hands.
Stocked up, baby, stocked up.
I love them.
The gold backs make great stocking stuffers, too.
Yeah.
If you're, looking for something unique. I haven't met anyone that wasn't enthused about the gold back when either shown or given one.
Everyone is fascinated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, do you take gold backs? Like, what are you talking about gold backs? Like, you haven't heard of gold backs? And then you break one out and they're like, wow, look at that. And then you just explain it. And then they're, wow.
Yeah. Right.
They're just blown away.
Well, we're at the first point in history where they've been able to take gold and turn it into something as easy to carry around as a bill. And that's pretty impressive. It's exciting times.
Spendable gold is something that, only could be dreamt of prior to this point in history. So
bullionmax.com/FTL.
Get your silver.
That sounds
nice.
Like silver, too.
Sound effect and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You are an audio guy.
Silver, silver, silver.
We've been talking about the 14 signs of totalitarianism, and we're going in reverse order from 14 to 1. We've gotten down to, we went through 10. So number 9, semi-organized violence is permitted in some cases.
So that's the brown shirts they're referring to there in authoritarianism.
I was thinking about the protest where they burned the police precinct.
Yes.
Mid-COVID. What's the word that I'm looking for?
Peaceful protest.
A mostly peaceful protest. Yeah.
Right. In Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Whereas everything was prohibited, everybody was locked down, except for if you went to this particular event.
Right.
Semi-organized violence was permitted.
Yeah.
No COVID out there.
It's a good thing you wear a mask during something like that. Yeah. Don't want to get identified. It's amazing how the FBI has managed to swoop up everybody who is even tertiary related to January 6th, but nobody who is related to those riots across the nation.
Yep.
It's almost as if they don't care. As long as you don't threaten state power, no big deal.
I love it how they'll post something, the news will post something of someone who robs a bank and he was wearing a mask. I laugh at that every time.
Yeah, I remember when
it's encouraged.
I remember when if you walked into a bank wearing a mask, everybody got real uncomfortable quick. And now it's like, well, you're not wearing one?
Yeah, right.
Why aren't you? Don't trust you.
Number 8. Power is concentrated in inner ring of elite institutions and people.
Well, yeah. Wow.
Have you seen the governments? Have you seen the banks?
Right.
That's it.
Big education.
Have you
too.
Seen the media companies? Like there, I think there was 6. I think we're down to 5 or 4
now.
The
media industrial complex.
Yeah. That one definitely hits real hard. Number 7, mass conformity of beliefs and behaviors is demanded.
Right. You're allowed to be as diverse as you want, as long as it isn't diversity of thought.
Sorry, make sure you have a Ukraine flag out on your porch.
Right.
Or we're going to burn your house down.
Yeah, there used to be like a streak of rebellion running through the people of the United States of America in which, conformity was a bit opposed to. It was sort of like, no, we won't conform. And like, that seems to have gone away.
Yeah, the pioneer spirit, the rugged individualist.
Yeah. It just seems to have gone away.
What amazes me is that people who are ostensibly educated somehow believe that now is the time in human history when we have all the good ideas and none of the bad ones. Right? Like, you may not deviate from my thought process because I am correct. I don't know which bathroom to use, but I am correct on this process, right? But, we're 100 years from people using holes for a bathroom.
Yes.
We don't know anything, and we're here saying all those people knew nothing. Burn the church where George Washington went to church because he owned slaves. I'm not saying owning slaves is good. I'm just saying that you know, you kind of have to look at historical context. Yeah. 100 years from now, these purple-headed morons are going to be looked at like Himmler. I don't know what else to say.
That's, I mean, you summed it up pretty righteously.
I would say that one's my favorite so far on the list.
Mass conformity of beliefs and behaviors is demanded. And it has, like, right. COVID,
right? Wear the mask, get your shot.
Even support you go back further, the Patriot Act, right? The TSA, right? Mass conformity of
back
beliefs
the
and
blue.
Behaviors
come on.
Is demanded. Number six, rights, financial, legal, and civil, are contingent on compliance. I mean, that's how I understand the government works, right?
Yep.
Like they're not really rights. They're a temporary set of privileges,
right?
That they allow you to enjoy.
You want to keep your restaurant open? You have to wear masks.
Yeah.
Or we'll shut you down.
I don't feel like rights are even talked about by the government anymore. It's just, you know, they swear an oath to the Constitution. The Constitution gives them power. But they don't talk about rights at all any longer. I just went through 2 weeks of a federal trial.
Yep.
Not one time was it suggested that you might have the right to sell Bitcoin because there wasn't a law written about it. However, the U.S. Constitution, the 10th Amendment, very clearly says, any rights... Not mentioned in here. Yeah, I don't have it sitting in front of me or anything. But any rights not mentioned in this little piece of paper here that we drummed up and threatened Rhode Island with a blockade if they didn't sign.
Right. By a bunch of 18, 19-year-olds, by the way. Like the average founder was, what, 20?
They weren't. Yeah, they were young.
Yeah,
then.
They were old, for sure.
They didn't live that long back then. So any of these rights that aren't mentioned are remanded back to the people and to the states, respectively.
Right.
And... you know, to best I can tell, the right to sell Bitcoin, the right to regulate Bitcoin, not part of the federal government's purview.
Yeah.
But and by the way, none of the laws they are using mention Bitcoin at all.
Right. Yeah.
But somehow they've got the right to do it. No one even talks about it. States don't have rights. There's no mention of rights. Rights are just a forgotten concept.
Yeah, and that is the state of, well, the state.
Unless you want to talk about positive rights, the right to an education, the right to medical care. People talk about that stuff.
The right to somebody else's labor. Yeah.
Health care.
Is a right. 603-283-6160. What other rights are we missing? This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Right. We're back again. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We're getting a little bit of an echo there. It's an audio problem. It sounds like it's
resolved. Well, it's good
now.
That you didn't say what the phone number, because it would be 603-603-283-283. And like, what's the number?
6160. It gets very confusing. Yeah, absolutely. You start repeating
30-digit phone number.
In studio, me, Captain.
Me, Steve Classic.
Me, Mark Edge.
We're from delay to like caveman speak. Let's go phone.
Let's go to phone.
We Jerome, South Carolina, online.
You sound like Cro-Magnon, man.
Drag us into the 21st century, Jerome.
Me, host radio.
What's up, Cro-Magnon? Look, I got something that aggravates me about this soccer. You know, I know it's big, it's worldwide, it's global.
Wait, soccer or sake?
No, not soccer.
Soccer? Yeah. Okay. You mean football.
Football.
That's what they call it.
Goal! What's wrong with soccer, Jerome?
Man, that penalty kick, that is such a rig job. Do you know what the dimensions are of that soccer net is? 24 feet wide, 8 feet high, and 5 feet deep. How is one man supposed to defend that size of an area against a guy kicking a soccer ball?
Yeah, 100%. How? Basically, soccer, you know, soccer, in my opinion, is jump the shark, because for the very reason you're talking about. Essentially, almost no points are scored. during the game.
Well, so then it must be pretty easy to defend that large of an area if soccer is so low scoring.
Well, what the problem is that then these guys fake injuries, right? Oh, somebody came within 3 feet of me. And they fall down, they cry, and then the ref shows the yellow card. They hop right back up, and they're fine. And then they get their penalty kick, right? This poor goalie, he's just got to jump one way or the other. He doesn't know which way it's going to go. If he picks the wrong direction, whoop, they go in.
You think these free kicks are 50-50 shot?
They're a bit less than that, but not much less.
Jerome?
But I also hate field goal kickers, too, so hey.
I love the field goal kicker. This guy's figured out the whole game of football. By that, I mean American football.
Yeah.
Jogs on the field, he gives a little wave to the girls. Hello, hello. Look at my tiny little pads.
3 seconds left on the clock.
I shall score me some points. Off it goes through, and then he jogs back off. Touch him, 15 yards.
The only better, I think, position in NFL football is the second or third string quarterback.
Why is that?
All you do is hold the clipboard.
Second string punter.
You know what I think?
What do you think, Jerome?
I think someone needs some therapy. You need to talk to someone about your problems.
Well, we're talking to you right now.
I'm talking about my problems. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, right.
But my problems are mirror your problems.
We are but a reflection of you, Jerome.
Did you, and I'd like to listen to the response of the Argentinian announcer on them, you know, getting the World Cup today. Man, I ain't never heard that like that before.
He didn't just go, I didn't hear it.
He didn't just go,
No.
That didn't happen?
Like for about 20 minutes. And he was crying and everything.
Wow.
Okay. What is this?
It's not every day that Argentina gets to beat an empire. You know, they did get their butt handed to them in the 80s by the English.
He sounded like someone stole his banky and they're not giving it back. I mean, it was like, I said, man, I've never heard anything like this before. Yeah, I guess it's a big deal, huh?
It's a big deal. Yeah.
Well,
I think those Argentinians, some of those Argentinians are finally glad they finally got to beat the French after 60 or 70 years since World War II.
What was that comment in the background?
That was me going, oh, ha, ha, ha. That's my best French impersonation.
We're going to rush you to therapy real soon, because you got a whole lot of it needs to be worked out.
I'm in radio for a reason.
Okay.
I love, I think that it was a great game. I love the French, I love the Argentinians, and I'm glad that they got a chance to play.
Jerome, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Jerome's hilarious. Let's go to Dodger calling from Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, now, first off, my Detroit Lions actually won today because of a missed field goal by the Jets. So,
Was it in fact the two worst rated football teams in the NFL playing today?
No, they're actually the Detroit Lions are an upcoming team right now that like nobody wants to play, and the Jets are like somebody that made it pretty good early in the season and are kind of falling off. So they kind of have different momentums going.
All right, there's whole platforms dedicated to sports. Let's get to Free Talk Live stuff, Dodger. What were you calling about?
Yes, sir. First off, a long-time listener since 2013.
Thanks.
It was Mark that brought me to libertarianism.
Awesome.
I probably, at either rate, I think that there is my brother, who is also my roommate, that is so much of a libertarian that he doesn't even realize that he is.
Well, first defend the case. Why is your brother a libertarian but doesn't know?
He hates politics.
Okay.
Okay.
Libertarianism is a moral stance, to my mind, as opposed to a political stance. So,
yeah.
And I was lamenting during the break to both Mark and Steve Classic here that I would bet you that almost every libertarian would say something along the lines of, like, I didn't know I was libertarian either until somebody explained it to me, and I was like, that's how I've always felt.
Here's your name badge.
Do you mind? I know we're coming up on the top of the hour, but do you mind me explaining how I came to libertarianism?
I don't mind at all. I just want to give people an example of how libertarianism is a moral stance as opposed to a political one. So, for instance, when the whole world's upset about the woke stuff and the cross-dressers reading to the kids in the library, right? Ah! Big problems. Well, DeSantis, the governor of Florida, clearly a conservative, clearly a Republican, comes out and says, we're going to pull Disney's private city, tax break. But what does one have to do with the other? Nothing. A libertarian would never do such a thing. A libertarian would be like, well, I think everybody should have these low taxes, not just Disney.
Right.
And they wouldn't pull that.
Cliche.
They may speak out against it, which I certainly do, but the idea of using political power against your political enemies isn't really a libertarian thing to do. So go ahead. Tell us about how you came to libertarianism.
Well, it was initially listening to the banter. I was a hard leftist. I used to listen to talk radio so that I could yell at the radio.
Yeah.
And then the whole Edward Snowden thing happened. I'd heard Glenn Beck and I don't know, that there was another big name at the time in the mornings that somehow made a little more sense. But I was still yelling at the radio. I just thought myself to be such a liberal or progressive at the time. And then I heard Free Talk Live when the whole Edward Snowden thing was going on. I'm like, these two dudes, I mean, they're making a lot of sense, type of thing, which is kind of why I become kind of a Mark fanboy, I guess you could say.
Well, thank you.
But I like to really pick your guys' brains about...
Dodger, you want to hang on?
Sure.
All right, stand by. We'll keep you over. It's a long break, but stand by. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up with Dodger and how he came to libertarianism and what that has to do with Free Talk Live, as well as a bunch of other fun stuff, including an artificial womb.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.